Holy Christ, those guys are fucking disturbing, aren't they? Oh. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now you really got, you just do, Phil, boy. You are. It's a funny thing, you know. The room sounds so goddamn noisy to me sometimes. Tonight it doesn't. That is wild. That is wild. If you listen to, well, that was Disturbed. You know,
What? Now what's your problem?
I ain't got no problem, man.
Well, it sounds to me like you do. It sounds to me like you got a big problem. Maybe I got to solve it for you.
No, you don't have to solve, Jack. Why don't you get in here, General?
I thought I'd just try it out on the phone here.
You come on in here.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ, these fucking glasses are fogged up. Went to the fucking doctor today. You know, I want you to lose some weight, Phil. Your blood pressure, all this good shit. He's right, but he don't have my life, man. He don't understand what it is to have my goddamn life. I'll tell you something, Phil. My blood pressure, it's not good, you know. Like 145 over 90, 95, something like that. And I can tell you, Phil, this is Hamlin. This is Dr. Emery Clayton. This is Professor Emery Clayton.
Let me tell you something, Phil. My blood pressure is not good.
Now, why is that?
Oh, why is... Because I've got a life... Because I'm a teacher. And I look at what we need, and I look what's in the classroom, and it's not going to get it done. We need far more young people with creativity, guts, because what we got, they're going to kill me. If I die, if my blood pressure forces a stroke on me, and I'm in a wheelchair, you understand what I'm saying? Because every day I walk into a classroom and I look out at that sea of faces and I think, no, this won't do.
I mean, the doctor's right, you know, and I got to fucking just start. And I do. I watch my diet, but I got to really, really, really get some pounds off, man, because he's absolutely right. I don't discount anything he says. He says to me, he said, dude, it ain't good, man, you know, because you're at an age right now where all this shit could just start piling up on you, right? And I've been lucky, man, in terms of health. I actually have. I mean, the first hospital stay I ever had in my life was that pneumonia thing. I was 57 at the time. It was 8 years ago. I've given up cigarettes since then, and that's about it. You know? Then he said to me that I should become a fucking sex fiend. I said, I already am, man, you know? It's just that, you know, I am, but there's no, you know, I don't have a ready supply of women, you know? We're going to have to kind of kick that one into. And then he said he was kidding. Here I was thinking he was serious. Because, you know, he's talking about exercise. Cubs 2, Dodgers nothing. What the fuck happened to this piece of shit? Here comes a home run, though. Straightaway center. Goodbye, Mr. Spalding. Was that a 2-run shot? 1-run shot. Who was it? Anyway, 2-1 Cubbies. Oh, someone threw the ball at him, and oh, Christ, the center field. Here goes another one out. Goodbye, Mr. Spalding. Oh, no, it's at the base of the fence in right field. Right fielder slips and falls. Run comes in. 2 runs come in. Dodgers lead 3-2. Not done yet. Another fucking home run. Look at this. This guy, whoever this Cub pitcher was, he got goddamn shelled today. Shelled. Who is that? 6-2 Dodgers over the Cubs. Woo! Woo! Dodgers are 42-36. Cubs are 43-34. Both teams are like, obviously the Cubs are not going to enjoy that little. What is this? What's going on anyway? They played in Chicago, now they're playing at home? What is this bullshit I'm looking at? Yankees and Phillies. Here's an interesting little intra-league. Whoever's on the mound for the Yankees, man, he was fanning guys left and right. No score. Bottom of the second. Here comes a long drive to right field. Is it going to the wall? He's there. It's a home run. So the dude just gave up a homer. He'd been fanning people. He gave up a fucking home run. There goes another one. Left field. Going. Oh, caught at the wall. Yankee left fielder went up against the wall. Pulled it in. Here's a drive to right down the line. It is caught for an out on the run. Right in the corner there at the 330 mark. Nice catch. Yankees at bat. Top of the fifth. Batter's pissed off, man. Sixth inning we go. 3-0 Phillies. Here's a windup and a pitch, a ground ball to the shortstop. They're going to go for two. They got two. Yankees are just for shit. What are they doing, man? Phillies win 3-0. Yanks, 52-26. That's got to be leading the division. Phillies are 42-36. A long time since the goddamn Phillies had a baseball team. Or am I not, you know. Yankee manager Aaron Boone. He's shaking his head through this entire interview he's given. All right. What? Did I turn the lights on upstairs? I hope I did. I had to take Bray out of the vet. So we're giving her insulin now. Daily shots of insulin. And because her fucking blood sugar was through the roof. And they're thinking maybe that's what's driving the thirst. She's got such a unending thirst. We got bowls of water everywhere. Everywhere. Got them in the hallway, got them in the back bedroom, got them in the living room. Just wherever she goes, she can find a bowl of water. And because we thought it was the kidneys. And the kidneys, you know, we're doing what we can with the kidneys. So she's eating this renal support diet. I don't know. And she has this thirst. So they checked her blood sugar. Sure enough, she's got, she's diabetic. So now we're giving her insulin. I just gave her an insulin shot today. I don't fucking know. And then I noticed last night, I called the doctor about this. I got a bowl of water and some food. And it's kind of dark. And Brea's sitting there staring at a space on the floor, thinking that's where her food is. I go, Brea, come here. And I'm pounding the dish on the floor, right? I said, come here, Brea, I got food over here. And she turns around and looks at me like, you know, I'll be with you in a minute, and goes back to staring at this empty space. So I had to pick her up literally and park her in front of the food. I asked the doctor about that. He goes, yeah, that is kind of unusual. He thought it was this was a message I got because I didn't talk to him. He thought it was a vision problem. And they said to look at her. All of her other behavior is normal. It's, you know, it's totally normal. She's sleeping during the day. She comes upstairs during the, you know, at night. She sits on her goddamn pillow and stares like the regal, you know, cat and stares at the fucking World Cup. And then eventually, you know, when I go to sleep, she follows me around and then goes to sleep herself. So she kind of follows the human. Well, not really. She's up all night pretty much, but I don't know how a 14-year-old cat's supposed to act, but she seems like she's okay, you know, other than that moment where I was like, hey, Brea, here's your food, you know, and she's just sort of looking. When I was bringing her back from the vet yesterday, her first insulin shot, it was the first time she didn't take a shit in the fucking car, which, you know, we got to carry this little cat box. What the fuck? So anyway, every goddamn time coming back from the vet, she crawls into that cat box and takes a shit, you know. And she seems really, this time she was just chilling in her carrier. She's doing that thing that cats like to do, rubbing their faces on stuff. That's what she was doing. And seemed okay. I was thinking, wow, this is a good sign, man. She's not taking a fucking dump, you know. Because it ain't just the fact she's taking a shit. It's like, God damn it, man. You got to get those fucking baby wipes because she's all fucked up. Because she's an old lady, you know. That's the name of that tune, man. What time is it here? I almost feel like when I get off the air having a drink. But I don't think it's not a good idea. Billy Epler. What? Oh, fuck. Angels at home. Fuck, there's a home run. This guy, Otani, they're talking about him. I haven't been to Anaheim Stadium since they changed it, you know. It used to be Anaheim Stadium. I used to watch football there, and they played baseball. But it was an old school, oval, whatever the fuck you want to call it, circular stadium. Now they've got rock formations and waterfalls. What is there a river of water out there at Anaheim Stadium? Angel Stadium. Edison International Field, Anaheim, is a modern-style ballpark located in Anaheim. Anaheim Stadium, 66 through 97. Edison International Field, 98 to 2003. $24 million. That's not a lot. Well, they did three separate renovations. What are the features of the ballpark? Features of the ballpark, features of the ballpark, features of the ballpark, features of the ballpark. Oh, yeah. So it's like a rock fountain. 17 most unreal rock formations. Anaheim's Angel Stadium.
It's 17 most unreal rock formations.
Thank you. I just said that. Pardon me. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And I believe that we're ready to go. Doing? Let me see. Well, I never heard it before. I don't know why I never noticed it, but the bass line in it. Listen to that shit.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Dude's cranking there.
Steakhouse, come on down.
Yeah, this is Ted Bell, and
I have season tickets to the California Angels. I've had a great idea. I think it's a tremendous idea. For those of us that spend a little bit of money at Anaheim Stadium.
It's called Angel Stadium.
Okay, fuck me. You're going to embarrass me like that?
I'm not embarrassed. It's called Angel Stadium.
Yes, I know, Phil. Thank you. I got it already. God damn. Yeah, Phil, I understand. Thank you very much. Down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. I tell you, we cook it up every night, and we cook it up just for you. The New York Strip is in. It's tender as a mother's heart.
Here at Ted's.
It's Beverly Hills.
Wanna put our meat in your mouth.
All right, Phil, all of that out of the way.
That's a great little slogan.
Yeah, I'm getting bored with it. The ad agency said, make sure you say, in Beverly Hills. So I do, and it sounds as contrived as hell. Even Marcy said to me when I got home the other night, she said, when are you going to lose that? And I thought she was talking about this tie I was wearing.
All right. Home Run Derby, July 17th is the All-Star Game in Washington, D.C. What a perfect place for the All-Star Game. The All-Star Game this year in our nation's capital. I like D.C. You guys, have you ever spent any time? I mean, what I like about D.C., I guess, is what the tourists like. That's what I like. I love the old town part. I love the government, you know, buildings. I love the the historic part of the city. I love the, you know, Ford's Theater, all that bullshit, man. I love it. I mean, that's what I love, you know. And man, there's so many cities that I would love to have an apartment in, just to go to for like a couple of months out of the year. DC's one of them. London is another. New York is another. Shows you how pedestrian I am, but I mean, that's, you know, Paris is another. Paris is a fucking great city. I mean, I've had my problems with the French, as we all must, but they're good people, and you know, I've softened my views on, and the city is just, it's phenomenal, man. The goddamn greatest, one of the greatest cities I've ever visited is Paris, France. It's just the neighborhoods, everything to see, the again, you know, I'm talking about the tourista area. You know, you look past the Arc de Triomphe, right, where you all know the Arc de Triomphe. You know what's on one side of it is that big long avenue and the thing from Egypt, all that bullshit. On the other side of it is downtown, you know, Paris, and it's just buildings, you know. That's where the shit gets done over there.
This is a lovely city. What's there?
That's downtown, man. Don't go. No, don't go there. That's buildings, business people, a lot of bullshit. That's what's over there. Well, thank you, Pierre. You're welcome. What happened to your French accent? Occasionally I lose it so I can talk to one of you. I got to talk to you. Paris, great. Yeah, I'd love it. I'd have to, I would. Pardon the expression, bone up on my French. I used to think I'd like to have a place in Hawaii. You know what, man? I love you, Hawaii. Please don't take this the wrong way, but I'm getting sick and tired of being around fucking tourists, and Hawaii's crawling with them. Now, I know I probably, you know, I'm one of them, but I try to keep to the places that don't have a lot of them. And I don't know. I guess I prefer the urban atmosphere. So Honolulu to me looks like a ball. And I've never hung out in Honolulu. I've always been, you know, Maui, all this bullshit. But Honolulu looks fun. And I was in Honolulu for a couple of days once, and I rented a car. We drove around Oahu. It was fucking great. So all kinds of shit, man. Pineapple fields, all kinds of agriculture going on. Went to the North Shore, went to the city. You know, the Royal Hawaiian, all that bullshit. Lay on the beach, there's Diamond Head. Have a couple of pops. What's wrong with that? I only hope someday I get to see. I never got to see Don Ho. All right. I think I'm done. Talking all this shit. The Dooleys. Then comes, I think the Dooleys are probably still up at, dee 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 dee. Ha 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 ha.
I tell you, Phil, it's fantastic here in that, wherever we are.
You're up at Butner Lake.
Yeah, Butner Lake. And, people are out there on a lake right now. Doesn't sound realistic. Maybe they're at Goblin Landing and they're having some drinks. Yeah, Phil, we're here at Goblin Landing. This is where I like to...
Steve likes to... He likes to, you know, unwind here and...
Do you drink, Bobby?
I do. I have a glass of... I do. I love to have my dirty martini.
Yeah, she has a dirty martini.
What do you drink, Steve?
Well,
Steve likes to have...
Ask me. I get to answer.
Go ahead. He likes to have, you know, Guinness.
I drink Guinness.
Why, man? Why don't you drink a better thing than that?
Better? Everybody drinks Guinness.
Yeah, but it's piss.
What?
Okay, let me see. What?
Hello.
Goblin Landing.
Craig Swallowman is, my understanding is Ted Bell knows Craig Swallowman.
Yeah, Craig Swallowman was the,
what's his name again?
Craig Swallowman.
Craig Swallowman. That's right.
That's right, General. Don't wear it out. That's his name.
You're either on the phone or you're not. Are you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
All right, man. Testing 1, 2, 3. All right, now, I'm getting sick of this goddamn shadow. Not that I'm the best-looking guy in the world, but that shadow's dropping across my face from the mic boom. Man. What the fuck is this, man? That didn't work.
We play a few songs.
I think that'll work. That's what we're going to use. All right. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And we begin.